Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Happy National Helium Day.
Why do we need a day for this? This is what I'm asking. And why do people do that? I'm also asking that question. We have a big tank of helium here in the promotion room. It's for when, you know, we fill up 94KX balloons and hand them out to kids or something. Inevitably, there's always that one staff member who just puts their mouth on the valve and lets it rip and then talks to you and giggles. A lot of those people don't work here anymore. But anyway, who invented that? I mean, really? Hey, here's a big tank of something. Put your mouth on it. See if it affects your voice. That would be like a dangerous thing, don't you think? Here's some kind of nitric acid. Here, try this out. You know, I don't know. So why do we need a National Helium Day? You know, these lists get longer and longer, and most of the time, doesn't really matter. Top of the show, though, National Fajita Day, invented in Texas in the 1930s. Cowboys used the throwaway cuts of beef, cooked them on an open fire, wrapped it in a tortilla, and it worked. I don't know. Did I ever eat a fajita? I guess I did. I'm calling Big Mambo's today in Sunbury. See if they'll make me a fajita so I could try one. I'm willing to try everything at least once except sucking helium. I have never done it. But when it comes to food, yeah, we'll do that. It's also National Bad Poetry Day, and I'm looking up all the old stoner professors I had when I was an English literature major back in college. Number one, I want to see if any of them are still alive. Number two, I want to see if one of them will read some poetry on the show this morning. So stand by for that. We'll try to dig something up. What are you making the kids for breakfast this morning, Mom? Maybe just a bowl of junky cereal. We'll talk about it. Coming up, stay with us. Jimmy Fallon next with What's New at Papa John's with Shaquille O'Neal. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay here.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, the kids are up. You're pouring the cereal, and you're looking at it, and you're thinking, is this stuff good for them? Heck no. I used to love Fruit Loops before they, you know, started with made from real fruit. You know what I mean? Real juices or whatever. They're just different colored hoops covered with sugar, and I ate them. I didn't really pick one out. All the colors kind of tasted the same. So why do they call them Fruit Loops? And Toucan Sam on the front of the box, he rocked. I always know the flavor of fruit wherever it grows. Yeah, well, that wasn't fruit, Toucan. That was garbage in a box, and I ate it. And then it was Fruit Loops' brother, Apple Jacks. I don't really like apples. I don't like the taste of apples, but I loved Apple Jacks because they didn't taste like apples. We don't know what the hell they tasted like. But the cinnamon on them, it was good. And that sugary, crunchy stuff on them, yeah. Apple Jacks. Was it apple? We don't know. But we ate them anyway. And my little brother, my little brother loved the chocolate cereals. Oh, Cocoa, what were they called? Cocoa Puffs, yeah. Yeah, that had a kooky little Cocoa Puff bird on the box, too. And then there was Cocoa Krispies. Yeah, they were like Rice Krispies. And they turned the milk brown. But they didn't really taste like chocolate. They tasted like something. We don't know. All those cereals are either gone or they're actually a little bit more healthy for you. So another chocolate cereal my brother loved was Count Chocula. Remember that? Had like a chocolate vampire on the cover. It was weird, but you know what? General Mills is coming back with those crazy Halloween characters just in time for Halloween. General Mills introducing Monster Mash cereal. It'll combine Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry all in one box. Yeah. So just in time for Halloween, and God knows the decorations are out in the stores already. I saw it in Lewisburg. I was like, what? Anyway, Monster Mash cereal from General Mills. Yum, I can't wait. 94. Molly's in today. She's got the news, Rob the Sports Center, and AccuWeather next. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Steve Williams.
I don't think I've ever been afraid of something named Fred. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Lots of rain, though, high atop Blue Hill. 72 degrees. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Earlier this morning, we mentioned it was Bad Poetry Day, and I would try to find someone who could give us some bad poetry. Well, I did.
Life interrupter extraordinaire. Why are you there? Strange phone number.
Oh, stay with us. Some bad poetry still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Help me, please. It is National Bad Poetry Day. I have written bad poetry. I've written better poetry. I have written what I thought was cool stuff when I was in college under a pen name in the university's literary magazine. And then we'd all sit around the college radio station and peruse the latest issue. And people would say, wow, look at this one. It's pretty cool. Who is that person? Never seen him on campus. It was me. See, I am really into poetry and short stories as well. Scary, tragic, romantic, whatever. I'm a big Ernest Hemingway fan. Huge Ernest Hemingway fan. Probably a little bit over the top on it. But bad poetry. Trust me, if you dropped your kid off at college, help them set up their dorm, it'll take a couple days before they start writing bad poetry. You can't make a lot of money on it, but it's fun to read. And the best part is you don't think it's bad till somebody reads it or hears it and they say, that's bad. So let us now take a moment in the show and celebrate bad poetry. You can write bad poetry about anything. You ever get those calls on your cell phone from like a number you've never seen before? Not in your contacts, obviously, so you don't answer it. And it goes to voicemail, and then you're like, oh, it went to voicemail. Must be somebody I know. Maybe somebody I know borrowing someone else's phone. So you listen to the voicemail, and it reminds you that your used car doesn't have any service warranty or something. And you're like, good God, get away from me. Now I'm getting, like, offers for credit cards that I don't even know exist. Nobody was there to give me money years ago when I needed it. I was down in the dumps. But now, ho-ho, everybody from Capital One to Joe's credit card wants to give me a starting credit line of, like, 10 grand or something, or 20 or 25. Get out of here. And, you know, I own older vehicles. My Mustang is about 15 years old. My Jeep is like 21 years old. So I get these calls. You need a service warranty. You need to stop calling me. So we dedicate today's National Bad Poetry Day to those kind of cell phone calls.
Hey there, robocall. Life interrupter extraordinaire. Why are you there? Strange phone number. Unfamiliar voice.
Well, yeah.
Out of state area code. Mm-hmm.
There's a dead giveaway.
Annoying, aggravating, bothersome.
Yeah, well.
How did you get my number? These 11 words I hope to never hear again.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
Yeah, those words.
Flimsy toilet paper.
Thank you, sir. That was excellent. That was beautiful. Morgan in the Morning on Bad Poetry Day. We won't visit any more bad poetry, I promise. You know what? Jimmy Fallon visited summer, though. Summer is leaving us. And we've got 6 words for summer still to come next with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Where did I just see where it's, 10 days away from? Or is it, I don't know, I just breezed through it on a computer. At Labor Day, it's coming up. What did I see? Yeah, 16 days until Labor Day. the official end of summer. Wow. Where is this summer gone? I haven't even gone on vacation yet. What the heck? I do have next week off. It's for my daughter's wedding. But I don't call South Philly a vacation. It'll be fun, don't get me wrong, but this is the crazy daughter, too. She's so much fun. She's like the old man. Chip off the old block. Anyway, I can't wait. But I haven't gone on vacation like where I see something new, lay on a beach, I don't know, go to a ball game in a strange stadium. Nothing like that. I've missed almost the entire summer, and it's almost over. 16 days, it will be officially over. And how about our weather? Oof. Hot. Thundershowers. Almost every day a threat. Localized flooding. And all that stuff. That's no vacation if you're staying at home. That's no staycation. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon last night did one of his tweet things. I absolutely love him. It was called My Summer. This is funny. My Summer. In 6 words.
He says, wrote a novel. Kidding, did nothing. Billionaires in space, me on couch.
There it is. Yeah.
Did a triathlon, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. Not bad. This one's from actually Dan Rather. He says, second verse, same as the first. Bought home gym, ate cake instead.
Yeah, there it is. Peloton.
Booked a trip, canceled a trip.
Well, because you had to, probably.
Tried TikTok dance, sprained my ankle.
That would be me.
This one is from at Bob Poulter. He's the father of Olympic athlete Jordan Poulter. He says, my daughter won a gold medal. There you go. Yeah.
There it is. Nice work. I'm gonna put it up here in the whiteboard in the studio, my summer in 6 words, and see what our own 94KX staff comes with. And we'll report back on that tomorrow. On the way, we'll check news. Allie's in for Mark. What's Mark doing today? Probably writing bad poetry somewhere. Allie Stevens will bring the news, Rob the Sports Center, and super exciting Steve with AccuWeather. Next hour, viral comedy, birthday buddies, and more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Morgan in the Morning, bringing you the just funny stuff that's out there on the internet that you can look it up later, but listen now, like the man said, a brassy version of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, the musical trio that calls themselves Too Many Zoos, that's Z-O-O-Z, takes the popular song by Nirvana and gives it a brassy sound using the trumpet, the saxophone, and drums. Listen carefully. I think it's that bad, actually. I think it's kind of cool. Picture your kid at high school band camp right now, and the band director says, I got an idea. Let's do some Nirvana. Keep in mind, this is only 3 guys. Imagine what it would sound like with an entire high school marching band. I mean, like, here we are now. Entertain us.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah. Look it up later. Again, the name of the trio is Too Many Zoos, Z-O-O-Z. Today's selection in viral comedy. On the way, Jimmy Fallon talks about New Zealand. What a country. They're going into total lockdown because they found one, count them, one case of COVID. Birthday buddies. Everybody From the Cosby Show to the big, bad, incredible Hulk, it's all on the way. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Oh, it is that time because Lynn Hall's in the house. I love when she comes here.
Yes, because then all kinds of stuff happen.
Do you ever think that you and I think like no one else in the world?
Yes. I think that a lot.
The scary part is sometimes you're on the same track.
Yeah. And others are just standing there going, what?
That train is totally out of control and we're on the same track.
It's taking off. Look out.
We just had a great comedy bit that unfortunately you did not hear because we don't have any webcams in the studio.
No.
But it had to do with those funny commercials that talk about bodily function. We don't want to talk about.
Don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Do you have a rash? No, I don't. Leave me alone.
Please, I'm not listening.
And I'm not.
Stop.
Anyway.
Yes.
Off to the birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. But first, the celebrity birthdays.
Ooh. Ooh.
Remember this?
I like that.
Yeah, we all loved it. We all loved it. The theme to The Cosby Show.
It's so awesome.
But now we don't know if we should watch The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
It's such an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Huxtable is a little weirder than we thought Dr. Huxtable was.
Exactly.
Anyway, happy birthday to Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I love him.
Yeah, he's 51 years old.
Is he really? My
51.
Goodness.
He was Theo Huxtable.
Theo.
Probably my favorite character on The Cosby Show. But hey, Theo, please disown your television dad.
If you haven't done so already.
And Edward Norton, who's like a great actor. He's 52 today.
Okay.
But I don't know if he was a real good Hulk. I mean, I'm more of a Bill Bixby original guy.
Yeah.
But in the movie The Incredible Hulk, Edward Norton turned large and green.
Yes.
Just like...
Yes.
Oh, looking him up on
and
the screen.
And went through quite a lot of clothes, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
His wardrobe just got destroyed every day.
He probably spent a lot of time at Target buying new clothes.
Probably, yeah.
New t-shirts and jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, there is Edward Norton as the Incredible Hulk. He was not invited back to be the Hulk in the Avengers movie because they said he was hard to work with.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Do you think he had anger issues?
Perhaps.
That's just part
of the character, though.
Yeah. So,
if
you had anger issues, wouldn't they just...
Weren't you doing a great job then?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Oh.
Musically,
awesome.
Our boy Everlast is 52 years old today. This song was so cool.
It is. It's a great song.
Maybe then you'll know what it's like to sing the blues. Happy birthday, Everlast, 52 today.
We've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your change.
It says here, if you play the song, watch for lyrics. Because right?
Yeah, there are things that...
But this is the radio safe version we're playing.
Right.
So you hear a lot of quack, quack instead of bad
weird
words.
Sound effects, yeah.
Speaking of bad language, my man Dennis Leary is 64 today. Probably
is he
one
really?
Of the funniest comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And then he turned serious after 9/11 because he lost a lot of family members.
Right, right.
In the terroristic day.
Yeah.
But Leary back in the funny days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, his stand-up was amazing.
One of my favorite Leary lines, husbands die before their wives. You know why? Because they want to. Anyway, another funny man, Martin Mull, is celebrating a birthday today. He's 78. Robert Redford is 85. Robert Redford.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Do you need a moment? Is he still good looking? Do you need a moment or no? You okay?
No, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all right.
And the lovely former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is 94 years old today.
Aw. She's a nice lady.
She's a really nice lady.
Yeah.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now let's take a look at the locals, or as Lynn Hall likes to call them.
Birthday buddies.
Very excited today. Adam Clemens is 26 years old today.
Alexis Rausch from Middleburg, 24 today.
Happy birthday, Brett Campbell from Sunbury. He's 36.
And Carla Myers is 54 today. Happy birthday, Carla.
Christopher Shue is 41 today. Happy birthday, Chris.
Danielle Greco from Shamokin, 34 today.
I wonder if she's related to Dr. Greco. He's a good
guy
out there.
I don't know.
Deborah Bordner from Sunbury is 51.
And let's see, Nathaniel Milheim from Milton is 24 today.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
I know you'd do that.
See, we're on the same track. I'm telling you. Rhonda Mole from Middleburg is 56 years old today. Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Robin Rodriguez from Mifflinburg is 46 today.
Happy birthday to Tana Robinet from Seamless Grove. She's 49.
Tina Dobler is 50 today. Happy birthday,
wow,
Tina.
The nifty 50. Tony Manville is 41 today.
And William Goodnow from, well, did I say that right?
I guess I did. It's Goodnow.
Okay, Goodnow. William Goodnow is 70 today. Happy birthday, William.
Hey, if you've got a birthday and you want us to read it in a most unusual way, like we usually do, the Ford Fun Line's always open during the morning show. Also, you could reach us through Facebook Messenger. You could email us. You could even snail mail us.
If you want.
For God's sake, stay away from the text club. No, did I say that? No, stop that. We're working on it. We've had some technical difficulties.
We really are trying.
You could try to text us a birthday and use the keyword birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Every day at this time, it's
birthday buddies.
It certainly is. With Lynn Hall. Allie's in doing the news. We've got Rob the Sports Center and super exciting Steve with AccuWeather. It's all on the way next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
The good news today on a Tail Wagon Wednesday. All three are animal stories. A guy's mountain biking and a bear starts chasing him. What do you say to get rid of him?
Hey.
Listen to him growling. I guess hey is the word to use. He kept yelling hey, and the bear ran away. Here's a good story. Neighbors helped a deer who wandered into their neighborhood and got a trick-or-treat bucket stuck on his head.
I would not give up on him, and so it ended in a good way.
I just see so many things on Facebook, you know, bears, everything else, and I'm like, oh, here, it's a whole group effort where everyone just came together and pretty much saved that deer's life. It would have been a really horrible way for a deer to die.
Yeah, exactly. They stopped the deer. They were petting it and holding it, and someone took the bucket off the deer's head. Away it went. Bystanders at a petting zoo saw something scary involving an alligator. An alligator that pinned an employee against a wall. So they jumped the fence and were able to control the alligator until the employee could get away and then leash the alligator and show it to some kids. There's the first guy screaming, we've got some trouble here, but it all ended out fine, and the kids were not harmed. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We've got a Tail Wagon Wednesday. It's on the way, and that's real good news because our friend Jen from the Central PA SPCA will be in with a different kind of tail wagon, a cottontail. Details coming up, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, have you ever smoked marijuana? Ooh. Got your attention there. Remember when that question used to be like, hey, it's kind of personal. Nowadays.
You ever see the scent of a woman?
Yep.
You ever see the scent of a woman on weed?
Everybody's half-baked. We're at an all-time high in the United States. 49% all-time high. Should I have said that? Maybe not. 49% of all U.S. adults have tried marijuana. 12% of Americans say they smoke it all the time. Because we have medical marijuana, I guess. Still, when you are asked that question, do you answer it? Yes or no? I'm still thinking here in Central PA, most people say no. No, don't ask me that. No, I didn't say no, I never tried it, just don't ask me. All right, here's something else to think of. If you're on your way to work, a new study shows that 2 out of 3 people have unofficial assigned seats at work and at home. Wow. kind of reminds me of that scene in Forrest Gump, remember?
Fights, tiger, can't sit here.
You can't sit here. That's the way it is here, though. We have a conference room at SBC Media, and whenever people go in there for meetings, they always sit in the same seat. I just think it's hilarious, because I find myself doing the same thing. You look across, same people in the same seat. It's kind of weird, but ask yourself or go to work and look at your coworkers and see how they're sitting. Trust me, everybody will be in the same seat. When you get home, hey, that's Dad's chair. Get out of Dad's chair. Dad's going to want to watch sports or something. So it's the same at home. 2 out of 3 people. My name's Tom Morgan, and I'm proud to say I do this show standing up. See, look at me standing. Ali's got the news coming up next. Rob's got the sports. Steve's got the weather. And it's a tail wagon Wednesday. And we'll have quite the interesting pet up for adoption. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. Standing up.
A flash flood watch is in effect for today. Rain from Tropical Rainstorm Fred. That could also produce a tornado. High today, 79. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
72 degrees. High atop Blue Hill, where I live, it's Morgan in the Morning, Hurricane Fred. I can't take it seriously. I'm sorry. It's like Hurricane Fred. Really? You couldn't come up with a better name than that? Bonnie! Yeah, Fred. I think I'll name a hurricane after myself.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Down, Dino. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, speaking of Dino, Tail Wagon Wednesday. Jen from the SPCA is next. Quite the interesting tail wagging Wednesday, because I don't know if a cotton tail wags. You'll meet Oliver Bunny coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
On a tail wagon Wednesday from Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove and Great Dane Trailers of Elysburg, Jen from the Central PA SPCA is with us. And this is a special tail wagon Wednesday because it's a cotton tail wagon Wednesday. Look at that. What? It's a rabbit, okay, friends? And you'll see it Facebook Live coming up, but what kind of rabbit is that?
So this is Oliver, and he's actually a lion head mix with an English lop.
A lion head mix with an English lop.
Yep.
I could see lion head mix. He's climbing over the equipment. I love it. He's got long, shaggy ears, and his hair stands up on the top like a 80s MTV video. where's he? He's coming over here. I don't know if that's a good idea. You need to... Oliver's brown and gray and white, and what's the color mix here? What do you call it?
I don't really know. He's just like basic rabbit color, honestly. Like the kind you'd see outside in the woods is the kind of his coloring.
Except a lot of hair.
Yeah, I call it, he has mutton chops, so he's a little bit British too.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 70s Elvis. I don't know. But anyway, how much does he weigh about? He's a pretty good sized rabbit.
He's like a medium sized. Honestly, he's probably around like 10, less than 10, definitely.
Is he really?
I would say like around 8, most likely.
Wow. Okay, I thought he was a little bigger than that. Maybe it's all the hair, right? But you usually take these pets out of the SPCA the night before and take them home, and then the next day we do radio and Facebook Live. You probably didn't bring this rabbit home because you have all those dogs and cats and stuff, right?
Well, actually, funny story is, so I have a rabbit at home, and
wait, my baby. You already have a rabbit at home
as
well?
Yes, and he is my child. We do couples costumes for Halloween and everything.
Really?
We are absolutely in love with each other. That is my son. And Oliver is actually Neville, who is my rabbit's biological brother. They were both actually born at the shelter. Someone brought their mother in.
Really?
And she gave birth to about 8 rabbit babies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to wait until they were old enough to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And Oliver was adopted back then, which was 6 years ago now.
6 years.
And he actually was just unfortunately returned to the shelter. So we make a lifelong commitment to all of our animals. If they ever need to come back, it doesn't matter if it's a couple days, a couple months, a bunch of years, we'll always take our animals back.
Really? Is that something new or is that something you've always
done? We've always done that.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. So that's why he's here. And now we're hoping that he can get another home.
He's sitting on a button that is scanning the computer right now. That's
funny.
Is he helping the show? Is that what he's doing? He's adorable. That, what kind of family wants a rabbit? Like, what kind of family? I was just kind of wondering.
Well, his previous owners, they had kids. They were a couple, and they actually had another rabbit, too. The reason that they returned him is because his rabbit sibling, the one that they had for him, his little mm-hmm. girlfriend, she ended up passing away. And they just felt that he was so, so lonely. So they brought him back to the shelter, hoping we can find him another home with another rabbit so he can have a buddy again. Unfortunately, Neville doesn't really like him very much, though. So
even though they're brothers, your rabbit and this bunny.
Well, he did okay with Neville. Oliver did. Neville charged him. I had to fight up break up a brawl that was about to happen.
So Oliver, the kinder bunny, if you don't mind me saying that, is the one that's up for adoption right now. How do we get Oliver in somebody's home?
So because he's not staying at the shelter, he's been actually staying at my house since I'm a rabbit lover. And as soon as I saw him, I'm like, I'm fostering him. He's being spoiled at my house. They'll just need to email me to set up a time that I can bring him in to meet with someone. My email's jspringer@pspca.org.
Okay, I always get the letters mixed up. P-A-S-P-C-A.
P-S-P-C-A.
See, I got it mixed up. Say it again, Jen.
P-S-P-C-A for Pennsylvania S-P-C-A.
There you go.
.org.
All right, because you'll see Oliver here in a bit when we go Facebook Live. He's just sitting chilled now.
Yeah, he doesn't really like to be held too much, but once you kind of get him up, he kind of accepts it a little bit. But he loves to run around like a nut every single night. Mm-hmm. He has to beg to be let out of the cage, and then he'll run around my room, do some zoomies, and then he'll come back in for food every single time.
Some zoomies. Tail Wagon Wednesday, we have a 100% adoption rate. Including our kitty cat.
Bruce.
Yeah, the female cat named Bruce.
Yes.
saw the photos on Facebook. Absolutely loved him. Thank you to that young woman. She looked like she might have been, like, heading off to college and she needed a cat or something. I don't know. But Bruce had some special needs, and she's got a nice home now. Let's see if we could do the same for Oliver. He's so different looking for a bunny, if you don't mind me saying. Does he eat regular bunny stuff?
Yeah, he does. The only thing, though, is he will need some extra grooming, he's going to need brushed a lot. There's already, like, little tumbleweeds of hair flying around the station right now. And he does get mats, so those will need to be, like, shaved out and everything. But it's the case with any longer-haired animal. He's going to need that extra grooming.
I hate to say this, but his hair kind of looks like mine. It's gray.
He has a bedhead.
It's brown, and he's got bedhead going on, just like I do. Anyway, let's see if we can get Oliver a home. And if you are interested right away, look for Oliver next on Facebook Live when we go Facebook Live. Oliver, can I use the mouse now to start the commercial? Oliver, come here. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you're searching for...
Honest to goodness, Oliver is sitting on the buttons. We just shot the video. We did not go Facebook Live. So if you're looking for it, we just went with regular video, and we will post it up in the next few minutes, and you'll be able to see Oliver the bunny and adopt him. Find him a good home on a Tail Wagon Wednesday, or in this situation, a Cottontail Wagon Wednesday. Hey, we're coming up on news time. First, it's time for Tom's top list of the day. And they took a survey of the dumbest songs ever on the radio or purchased by you, the music lovers. And let's take a look at the top five. The top five dumbest songs of all time. Number five, Disco Duck, cut in the 70s by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. Rick Dees was a radio DJ. I like that song because it was done by a radio DJ, and it was funny. I'm making fun of disco music. Number four, Earache My Eye by Cheech and Chong, 1978. Don't you remember Sister Mary Elephant? Earache, how'd you like a butt ache? No? You don't remember it? Well, there's a reason for that, I guess. Number three is a little bit more recent. The Fox. What does the Fox say? Unfortunately, we played that on the radio here way too much. Wonder where it went. Probably down the foxhole. Number two is Lue Lue I Ho by the Kingsmen. That song came out in 1963. I don't think it's the dumbest song of all time. Really. Play it at a wedding reception. People will still dance. And the number one dumbest song of all, for some reason, gets played at Halloween a lot. No, before you say Monster Mash, that's not it. The number one voted dumbest song of all time is They're Coming to Take Me Away. Hee hee, hoo hoo, ha ha. Remember? That was done by Napoleon in Napoleon, what, the 8th or something? In 1966, I'd like to say. If you played it backwards, it was even weirder. Those are the top five dumbest songs ever recorded and purchased. Tom's top list of the day. News is coming up next. 72 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. I know on a Tail Wagon Wednesday, we're supposed to let the animals get adopted by great families. But Oliver the Bunny here is comfortable in the studio. So comfy, I think he wants to stay. Not so much a good day to wash the car on a rainy Wednesday, but we'll tell you how you could do it anyway. Coming up, it's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. A big thanks to Jen from the SPCA for Tail Wagon Wednesday, sponsored by Wicked Dog Grill, Sealands Grove, and Great Dane Trailers, Elysburg. Let's see if we can get Oliver the Bunny a home by the end of the week. First time we've ever had a rabbit on Tail Wagon Wednesday. That's why we called it Cottontail Wagon Wednesday. Have a great bad poetry day if you are a would-be writer, okay? Also, we mentioned it was National Helium Day, and we didn't know why, and it was National Fajita Day. So grab some friends, go out for fajitas at lunch. How does that sound? And for you weird, wacky employees that get a little strange with the helium tank...
Happy National Helium Day!
I'm not that guy, but I know you're out there. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.